Jesus challenged us to do something that's very hard today, to reconcile with our brother or sister, the people who have wronged us or we have wronged. Reconciliation is so hard, my brothers and sisters. But we're called to come to reconcile with one another before we go to Mass, before we go to God's altar to offer our gift. If we're still holding negativity, resentment, anger, bitterness, or anything that take life away from our brothers or sisters, we need to reconcile. Reconciliation do not always fix the problem or the relationship. Reconciliation let go of that ghost, of that past, of that hurt, of that thing that still separate us apart. Like St. Paul said today, that God has shown in our hearts to bring light to the knowledge of the glory of God. Jesus came to shine light into our darkness, the areas, the places in our life that we have locked everyone out. My brothers and sisters, the knowledge of God has brought us to reconciliation through the blood of Christ. He has redeemed us and saved us. We have been reconciled with God by the blood of Christ. So therefore, we need to reconcile with one another with that same love that He had given to us. My brothers and sisters, we should not preach ourselves or glorify ourselves or put ourselves into that corner of darkness where the grace of God cannot change us. Let us invite Him into the places where it hurt the most, where it is most challenging, and pray for reconciliation, pray for forgiveness, pray that we let go of the resentment, the bitterness, the anger, or anything that is negative against that person, that encounter, that situation, or that relationship. In God, invite God to where it hurt the most and allow His grace to shine forth, transform, and change us deep from within.